USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is threatening to arrest some House Democrats in his state. Abbott making the comments after dozens of state representatives walked out of a session in Austin, Texas, and went to Washington, D.C. instead of doing their jobs. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz calls the act a political stunt.
I will say it's ironic. As they were getting on their private jet to fly to Washington, D.C., they almost surely had to show identification to get on that jet. And yet they're doing this in a fit because they don't want mail-in ballots to be verified. They don't want the signatures to be verified. They don't want basic integrity steps.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is intended to break a quorum and block a voting measure supported by Republicans. For the fourth straight day, anti-communist protests continuing in Cuba. USA Radio News.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Facing a recall election, California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom is dealt more bad news.
California Governor Gavin Newsom will appear on recall ballots without his Democrat Party label after losing a last-minute legal fight Monday. A 2019 law that Newsom signed allowed elected officials who are the targets of recalls to list their party designation. But Newsom's legal team failed to respond to the recall petition in February 2020. The judge said, "The court is not persuaded." From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senate Republicans are pushing more Americans to get vaccinated to help the spread of the Delta variant. Speaking with reporters, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's perplexed why Americans have not been able to finish the job. The Kentucky Republican adding the United States has three highly effective vaccines that are safe. The Senate in session this week while the House is off. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As protests continue in Cuba, Florida Congressman Carlos Jimenez appears on Fox News to discuss what President Biden should do for the Cuban people.
I think what the Biden administration should do is reaffirm its commitment to help the Cuban people, to assert their right to demonstrations. But also, if we can do something a little bit more concrete, if there are ways that we can reestablish internet connection for the Cuban people so that they can communicate.
Jimenez and his father left Cuba when it was under the rule of Fidel Castro. The game was supposed to be played in Atlanta, Georgia, but due to pressure from Democrats after Georgia passed a voting rights bill, the game was moved. This Rockies fan tells Fox News he's happy to have the game in his hometown.
You know, I know that a lot of, I've got some friends down in Atlanta, the South, and a lot of people are angry down there about it being moved. And I've got friends and coworkers who are upset that it's moved, and they think, you know, the MLB shouldn't be getting their hands in the political sphere.
Kelly Hazeltine owns a sports bar in Denver. He says he's just happy to have clientele after last year's COVID outbreak.
We were very excited just because trying to make up from lost sales from last year and trying to just increase our revenue and show off the city a little bit, see what it brings us.
First pitch of the All-Star game set for just after 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.